Play 100.5 WRCH. It's Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut.
Bioscience is big business in Connecticut and getting bigger all the time. It's not just the big companies that we all know. Connecticut's home to lots of smaller companies across the state, and they're doing remarkable work to help make us healthier. Next week, four of those smaller companies are going to be in Philadelphia showing off in front of investors, colleagues, and the bioscience community in the Connecticut Pavilion at the Bio International Convention. These companies are Inveni AI of Guilford, which is making and developing ways to use artificial intelligence and machine learning for drug discovery. Allomec Therapeutics of Woodbridge, which is developing low toxicity treatments for cancers. Vistara Biosciences of Woodbridge, which is developing bioinformatics for drug discovery. And Thetis Pharmaceuticals of Brantford, which is developing therapy for treating gastrointestinal disorders like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis.
Wow.
Now, these are a lot of success stories in Connecticut. One example is Trevi Therapeutics. They just went public, the third New Haven area company to go public in just over a year. They're developing a drug to treat chronic itching, and obviously investors are betting on their success. The science of saving lives and making all of us healthier. Something really great about Connecticut. All right, did you know what takes place on Saturday, the first Saturday in June? Do you know what it is? It's National Trails Day.
Ooh.
Formed by the American Hiking Society. Trails Day features over 1,000 public events around the country. And get this, Connecticut's home to the largest National Trails Day celebration in the nation with over 250 events to choose from. Events are free, and it includes hikes, family walks, trail runs, paddles, bike rides, and more. Here's a couple Connecticut Trail Day events. At New London Waterfront Park, rather, there's going to be a scavenger hunt where families can explore the sites, the surrounding village, and you can use the free water taxi, too. Pinnacle Rock in Plainville. You can go rock climbing and try with the help of members of the Appalachian Mountain Club, so they know what they're doing in case you don't. But you want to give it an effort, right? There's also the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven, which is hosting a special trolley ride through the Farm River Estuary, followed by an educational nature walk and a tour of the museum. Or you can celebrate the day by exploring any one of Connecticut's 107 state parks with scenic trails, rivers, streams, waterfalls, beaches, historic landmarks, and more. We've got you covered, and we'll see you on the trails this weekend. Don't forget, the month is still on, month of May. We got a couple more days left, so you still have a chance to get yourself entered to win the May CT prize pack. That includes a gift certificate for two seats on a group Elm City party bike tour in New Haven. It's a 15-seat pedaled party bike taking you through sightseeing tours and restaurant crawls through New Haven. That sounds awesome. A gift certificate for two adults, climbing passes for your Fields of Fire Adventure Park in Mystic. Fields of Fire is an aerial adventure park with 50 acres of woodlands, 76 elevated obstacles, 14 zip lines, plus some Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. You can get yourself entered to win at WRCH.com. Just click on contests.